I'm so happy you guys are here. I'm so happy just for a little random connection unexpectedly. I woke up this morning and I was feeling into the power that's present on this day. It's actually, hold on, let me turn off the chimes for a second and hello to whoever just joined us.
Hi, it's Fernanda.
Hi, Fernanda. Welcome. 1 second. So actually, before I continue, let me be sure that I actually know who's here. So who is here? So I got Fernanda.
Brianna.
Brianna.
Carla.
Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Hannah.
And Mary.
Hi, Mary. Beautiful.
Hi.
Awesome. So I was feeling in, as I was saying, I was feeling in this morning, and I just think New Year's Day brings up a lot. I just think everyone is in this kind of, this frequency of opening up to a newness, and it has its own sense, you know, it has its own feeling. It's a little bit, it's like there's, I can feel the light and shadow qualities dancing together, and I can feel like the almost anticipation of what's to come. I can feel the pressure of have like the connection to how am I going to show up, you know, how do I want to be, what am I going to do, and there's a pressure to that, there's an anticipation to that, there's an openness to it. And as I was feeling that, I just thought I really want to spend a few moments in this frequency with you guys, because the year ahead with you is so important to me, and you are some of the most important women in my life, and I'm so devoted to what we're going to create together in the new year. And to be able to have just a few minutes together of co-creation at the starting moment, I felt would be really powerful. So even if you're listening to this on replay, most importantly, I wanted you to be aware of my energetically feeling in and connecting and looking forward with you on this day, in this moment, in this newness that we just stepped into today, a brand new year. And I wanted us all to just remember and affirm the power of intention, especially of a woman's intentions. I think that the kind of nurturance that we have just being feminine beings, the power of that love, the power of that devotion, which devotion I really relate to being femininity, I think is one of the core truths and powers of being in a committed circle together. So being in this sister circle, this held container, this kind of tight linking to one another, this devotion that we have to calling each other into our highest states of being and showing up in the world, the way that we hold those intentions for each other has such power to help us work through anything we need to work through, to bust through blocks, to show up in a higher state. I know that I feel that with you guys just when I hear your voices and when we have our Monday calls. And I wanted to really intensify that a little bit over the next year and find a way to drop in with each other on even a deeper level when it comes to intention, especially now that we have our beautiful virtual terminal that we're going to be using the membership area to kind of receive and gather together in class. And so as you guys know, we had sister circles this week. If you were able to join the sister circle, I did a little bit of feeling into your desires. And if you weren't able to show up to sister circle or you're listening to this on replay, I plan on making sure that we do that over the next month. So everyone will receive an intention, and I'll explain that a little bit further in just a second. So no one will get left out. So if you don't have yours yet, don't worry. We will find it, and we'll create ritual around it as well. But as you all know from our first conversation, I shared with you that I'm really devoted to getting to know you, to feeling into your patterns, to helping you to elevate and step into what it is that you want and making that real manifest in the world. And so I'm always kind of thinking about ways that we can do that more between you and I, just you and your relationship to yourself and how I can support that as your coach and your sister, and also how I can invoke that into our circles so that all of the women around you become a power source for helping you step up and in and rise into that higher vibration. So what I want to do is have a little ritual today where we can use the power of our collected intention and to share with you from what I've gathered of getting to know you already and your desires, where you're headed, what you want, what your patterns are, being able to share a carefully crafted intention that I'm holding overall for you for the year. And not just for the year, in our relationship together always, just as your sister and friend. And my thought around this is that when I notice that this intention just becomes completely true for you and just radiates from you, then that will be the time to set a new one. So as long as we're working together, this will be a little bit of a ritual and a thing that we'll share together. And then my ask is that all of you in sisterhood in this circle will make sure to take moments when you see a woman share something in our Google group or you hear her speak on our live calls or you see her in the Facebook group sharing or posting, that you're always holding her in the light of this intention and envisioning her stepping into that as well. I've noticed that how we hold people is how they show up. And sometimes we can project our own fears onto people. It's really easy to do with clients, too, and this is why this has become a ritual for me that used to be just personal and I didn't share, where I would set an intention for my client. And I actually wanted to share it with you all because I think it's even more powerful for you to know it, for all of us to know it, and then also for something for you to consider with your family member, your clients, and your friends. Because, you know, an example is if we have, I can use my mom for an example because she's, as most of you know, my most difficult relationship. So if I'm holding my mom in the light of being a challenge, of being needy, of being the victim, and that's how I see her and hold her, then that's how she'll always show up. And I remember working with a shaman about a year and a half ago who really helped me to step out of that, and I did a lot of a full medicine journey around it and in full depth of really seeing and holding my mom in a different light. And it was incredible. When I came back from Peru from that trip, I was astounded by how she was physically showing up in the world, from the words that were coming out of her mouth to the questions she was asking me to the way that we were relating was completely different. She was being much more, because I had painted this picture of her being feminine and motherly and nurturing, and because that was so clear and fresh in my mind, and it was what I was expecting from her. It was what I was holding to be true for her. It was how I was seeing her. That's how she started showing up. And it's a challenge to keep that present. With my mom is the most challenging relationship. Some people, it's much easier for me to see them in a beautiful light, like you guys. And then there are other relationships where setting intentions for someone are even more powerful, particularly our challenging ones or the ones where we have lower expectations or a lot of pain around them. So that's also a lesson in this, is for you to begin to see the magic of when you hold an intention and you see someone and you set a higher standard for them, you see them in their best light, their most capable way of showing up, you'll be astounded by what changes and how that changes. And I think that if we're to invoke that in our circle together and if we're to really see each other in that light, I think it will give us an extra oomph behind everything that we're doing and creating together. So I just wanted to spend a little bit of time today teaching you how we might invoke this and then revealing the intentions for those of you that I've set them for so far. I'm going to share them today. So the way that I would like to do this is I'm going to set a 2-minute timer on my phone. So you'll hear a little ding before each one. And I'd love to just call all of you into total presence. So if you're listening to this on recording or if you're here live, just really feeling yourself so present and committed to the energy and the intention that you're going to hold for the sister that is going to be in the spotlight. So basically, I'm going to say a name. And when I do, you're going to put all of your thought and attention and visioning power on that woman. And for just about 2 minutes, as I share the intention, I'll say it a couple times, I want you to just play a movie in your mind of this woman embodying that intention. So just see whatever visuals you see come up for her, whatever it could be, come in the form of a sense knowing. It could come in the form of just words. You could see a movie of her playing, or a certain situation might arrive. You might see her wearing certain clothes or in a certain scenario or in a certain place. And I just want you to devote all of your intentional power to seeing this woman fully embodying that, immersed, living and breathing and being that intention. And if you're the one that we're speaking of and that we're directing all our power to, I want you to just sit for a moment with your heart open and just receive. And I want you to also just notice if you can sense the power coming to you, if you can sense the vibration of receiving this powerful intention from each of us. So we'll hold the movie in our mind, and you just receive. You just receive the energy of being seen in that light and what it feels like to just embody that. And whether you're doing it live with us here or whether you're listening to it on replay, just know that even if you're on replay, you'll be able to feel the vibrations that are sent out for you in the moment that you're ready to receive them. They'll just be kind of existing in the energy field waiting for you to pick them up and call them into yourself. So we'll send them out there together into the energy field, into the universe, into the collective consciousness to put you in that light. And when you're ready, you will receive it, whatever you listen to this. So I'm happy that a few of us will get to feel the magic of this instantaneously. And if you do listen to this later on replay, please let us know when it is that moment that you've received it so we can all kind of feel that lock in. So just take a moment. I've got about, let's see how many I have complete. So I've got 15 of you that I've set intentions for that I've been able to complete because we've connected around this already. So that's what we'll be doing today. And then once I gather the rest of you, however long it takes to get those created for you, I'll create another call where we'll all drop in for the rest of you and hold that intention and put it out into the space. So those of you listening, just take a moment now to bring yourself really present in your body. And to, let me just pull up my timer. I'll call out the name, and then I will, let's see, how do we want to do this? Timer, okay. And then I'll give it 2 minutes. We'll just send all our love and intentions and spend a moment just visualizing that woman. And we'll go through all of them. And then what I'll leave a little bit of time for at the end is if there's anyone that just wants to share, if you get a strong hit or a vision that you want to share that came up for someone, or if you just want to share what it felt like to receive, that would be awesome. So I'm going to start with Mary. So everyone, just take a moment to visualize Mary, bring her into your field, into your heart. And the intention for Mary is, Mary shines, captivating hearts with brilliance. Mary shines, captivating hearts with her brilliance. Next, we have Kim. So closing out your movie for Mary and now connecting your heart and energy with Kim. Kim opens doors with a fierce kick and a deep, supported love. Kim opens doors with a fierce kick and a deep, supported love. Give Kim a few more minutes, a few more seconds. Next, we have Joanne. Joanne gently dances, fully, freely alive. Joanne gently dances, fully, freely alive. Next, we have Jacqueline. Jacqueline is experiencing boundless faith and prosperity. Jackie is experiencing boundless faith and prosperity. Next, we have Katie. Katie is releasing inhibitions, experiencing passion alive. Katie is releasing inhibitions, experiencing passion alive. Next, we have Carla. Bring Carla into your mind's eye. Carla is confidently playing with magic, fully connected. Carla is confidently playing with magic, fully connected. We have Lindy. Lindy is radiating power and comfortable with her influence. Lindy is radiating power and comfortable with her influence. Emily, bringing your hearts and intentions for Emily. Emily is following the muse within her to abundant miracles. Emily is following the muse within her to abundant miracles. Next, we have Nawala. Nawala is feeling the embodied feminine. Nawala is feeling the embodied feminine. Next we have Fernanda. Fernanda wildly and naturally returns home within herself, empowered by motherhood. Fernanda wildly and naturally returns home within herself, empowered by motherhood. And now we have Casey. Casey is free to simply enjoy being seen in spaciousness. Casey is free to simply enjoy being seen in spaciousness. Just four more. Next we have Brianna. Brianna is grounded, recognized creation. Brianna is grounded, recognized creation. Next, we have Maya. Maya sees manifest become sensory proof with the wave of her hands. Maya sees manifest become sensory proof with the wave of her hand. We have Coach Hannah. Hannah is experiencing the amplifying power of stillness. Hannah is experiencing the amplifying power of stillness. And finally, Manisha. Manisha is rested and resourced in full soul knowing and being. Manisha is rested and resourced in full soul knowing and being. So, sisters, if you want to take a minute, if there was any strong visions that came to mind that you think might have been intuitive hits for a sister or that you think might be really powerful for her to know, then write them down. But be sure to ask her first if she wants to receive your acknowledgement. So if you felt something that became really clear for you or super beautiful or powerful or funny vision that came to mind, you can ask her if it's okay to share it. You can feel free to do that now if she's live. And in just a second, I'll open it up to hear from you guys, anything around this. If your intention triggers you a little bit, sometimes that can happen. What you want to look for is that it's just a trigger that's calling you deeper and more in. If it triggers you in a way that it just doesn't feel like the intention that you really want me or your sisters to hold, I invite you to let me know. We can have a conversation about it. But I hope that these land as something that feels really powerful and good to you. And I'm definitely open to hear if you want to chat about your intention. I'm going to write these down and keep them in a place where we can all reference them for each other. And my ask is that you check in with these fairly often, particularly before you go into a partner call with your partner or before a sister circle when you're going to be holding space for or giving advice to one of these women. And perhaps even when you see them calling out and asking for advice in the Facebook group, or if you sense that they've been hiding or you haven't heard from them in a while, refresh yourself on this intention and remember to always hold them in this light and direct any of your hits and your advice and your support of them in the direction of having them to continue to evolve and expand and embody these intentions. And my hope is that they'll be like our lighthouses, that they'll be a continued resource of what we're moving toward. And eventually, when we feel that these are no longer something in the distance, but it just is an intention that is who we are, then we'll know that it's time to dream up a new one. I am also open to hearing your collective intentions if you have any for me. So if you feel strongly a way or a light that you're holding me in or an intention that you have for me, I'm so open to hearing those. My intuition says that you guys as a collective probably have, they will be similar. So I'm open to whether you want to share that with me privately or if you'd like to share that in our Facebook group or our Google group email. I would also love to receive your empowered intentions. So I am open to that. And before we close this call or before I share this replay with those of you who couldn't join us now, I just want to open it up to see if there are any questions or anything that you guys want to share or say around this. So I open it up to you guys. Anyone want to share just what their experience was like, either holding the space for another sister and just sending that out or what it felt like to just kind of sit and receive an intention?
Hi, it's Manisha.
Hi, Manisha.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you, first of all. This is really beautiful and a beautiful way to start the new year. And I loved the, both the giving and the receiving and the holding of space for people and just the stillness that was sort of, that I felt underlied the call where we could all just be in community with each other. It's really beautiful. So thank you for doing this.
Mm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I did this with a sister circle and received an intention, and I was personally really surprised at how much I could feel everyone's energy on me. I got chills all over my body, and I could just feel the collective intention being held, and that was quite a shock, and think that it would be actually something I could feel, being that we're just all on the phone from other places. But it felt really tangible and powerful. I'm curious to know if anyone else had that experience.
Jay, this is Mary. That's exactly how I felt.
Mm.
It was chills and the feeling of really having all of that energy coming, you know, washing over me. It was really pretty magical.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's addicting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then just the images of everyone, as you said, their intentions, and then that movie for each one of them is just really, it was really cool.
Mm. Yeah, I'd love to hear if you guys have any that you remember or that you want to write down. Obviously, if you ask the sister for permission to share, it can be really fun to see if what I love is seeing sometimes like really specific visions will come. Like I remember one time I did this, I had a vision of this woman that was in a circle with me, like, on a motorcycle with a leather jacket and a helmet on, and she was like riding in the wind. And when I shared it, it was like 10 other women in the group were like, "That is so," because it wasn't, you know, the intention wasn't like, I think it was like, "Alex is a badass experiencing her own fierceness," or something like that. And it could have been like so many different things that you could have saw, but like 10 people were like, "Oh my God, that's what I saw." And then later in the year, she ended up buying a motorcycle. It was not on her radar at all. And it wasn't even like her personality. So sometimes it's really interesting to see what we pick up on in our visions and if there's a cohesiveness or like a shared vision that the women see for the person being held. So it can be kind of a fun thing to bring into conversation so long as, mm-hmm. as you know, the person is open to it and wants to hear your visions. Anybody else want to share anything? Beautiful ladies. Well, thank you for indulging me in this little ritual. And thanks for just a few minutes of your time on this day. It's more selfishly, I just want to hear you share because I like hearing your voices. So I'm just sending you guys so much love and light and really looking forward to our class on Monday, starting a new chapter. For some of you, I know Brianna's here. This is just a little bit more of a beautiful closing for you, my love. And just grateful that each of you are here with me and open to me being a part of your journey. And so looking forward to how that continues to unfold in this fresh, fresh new year and a new day. So I'll stay on for a few minutes if anyone has anything personal they want to share or just something you want to say that it's on the edge of your heart and you're holding back from saying it. Let me just check in one last time. Does anyone have that feeling that they want to share, even though you might be a little shy or nervous? Anything that you really want to share before we all close? Okay. So please enjoy the rest of your day, and for most of you, I will see or speak to you on Monday. Thank you, loves.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay, so I'll stop the recording. If you're listening to this on replay later, please find a way to share with me if you have anything that's come up from this. Please share, and I'll find a way to make sure everyone knows how to access these intentions and find them. So stop the recording now.